Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is August 3rd, 2015. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. I want to welcome you to your August. Congratulations, you made it through July. You made it safe and sound. You know, you should be thankful and grateful that you have made it through your half of the year. Exactly. I don't know what you've been through. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know where you've been, but I want to congratulate you that you have made it through. You made it through. You made it through your July, your June, and your May. You made it through Mother's Day. You made it through June and July, which is the summer months. And now it's August. Now it's time to get almost down to business. August is the month where some people are still on vacation, but other people are getting ready for the fall. And I know I am. I'm trying to get my thoughts together, trying to get things together, trying to get some events together for you all to have some things together for the fall. So you want to make sure you stay tuned. Make sure you stay tuned to this Jamie's Journal. Jamie's Journal is about journaling. But it's not only about journaling, but it's about certain topics, certain concepts, certain events and things that we've been going through on a day-to-day basis. And hopefully Dr. Arlene Spann will be joining us soon because she has been on a bit of vacation her own self. So as we wait for her, I would say get your journals out, you know, get your pens out, get something out to write with, because we have some valuable information. Today we're talking about divine health. If you go back into my archives, back in July, towards the end of July, you know, we've made a conscious decision to talk about 7 days of divine health. You know, it's good to get up and to eat anything you want. It's good to get up and think that, you know, you got everything together, you got everything, you're doing, everything is well, everything is great, everything is awesome. But, you know, at times, we as people, we don't get up and we don't eat. We don't eat. And we don't make a conscious decision. You know, as when I was growing up, being healthy was not an option. You know, when you are in a family, you know, most people get up, they eat cereal, they drink their coffee that's unhealthy, and then they go out and they work. And then they wonder why their stomach's upset. They wonder why things are not acting right. They wonder why they have a headache. They wonder why, things are just off in their system, off in their body, you know. And then, you know, you just wonder, you know, how things are going. You wonder how things are going, and you wonder, how things are taking place. So as we begin to go through our days, you know, I remember when I was younger growing up, for a second. There's certain things that we've grown up. You know, most people have grown up, you get a bowl of cereal, you drink your orange juice, and then you go to school or you go to work. you know. And that's a trial and error, actually. When you get up, you drink your, you eat your cereal, and then you drink some orange juice, that's a trial and area. trial area. Where you don't know if the cereal's going to go down or not. You know, you don't know if the cereal's that healthy for you or not. You don't know if that, if the stuff that you ate are going, is going to agree with your system or not. So as we began talking about 7 days of health, we began talking about just, you know, and nothing is in a specific category, number one. Number two, there are certain things and there are certain reasons why we do what we do, because we've been grown up a certain way. I know when I was growing up, I was always eating cereal. I was always eating the Cheerios and eating the sugary stuff. You know, and I was never taught to eat a healthier way. You know, and if you've grown up like I have, you know, get up, get your bowl of cereal, and get your stuff together and go out the door. That's the way I've been I've been brought up. You know, and that's probably how you've been brought up as well. You know, just doing the day-to-day life, you know, and we never think, how did that cereal go down my son's system today? I wonder if they're still hungry. I wonder if they're still hungry sitting in class trying to concentrate, and things are just not working out the way they should be. I wonder how that cereal really went down after, you know, 2-3 hours while they're in school and they're sitting there and they're trying to concentrate and they can't concentrate. Why? Because they're hungry again. The cereal itself is a carb. And we don't think, well, maybe I should have given them something else with the Cheerios or given them something else with the breakfast that they just had, the breakfast that they just put in their system. So today we are talking about health, but it is important that you, parents especially, that you make a better choice for your children, because when I was brought up, you get up, you eat your cereal, you know, and you go to school. Parents aren't thinking, oh, they're hungry at 10 o'clock. Parents aren't thinking, oh, my God, I should have packed them some snacks. They're not thinking that. They're just thinking, okay, get up and go to school. Hurry up. Get your stuff together. You know, and I was never taught to get stuff done at night. But let's see how Dr. Eileen Spann's doing this morning. Good morning, Dr. Eileen Spann. How are you this morning?
I am here this morning. How are you?
Great. How was your trip?
I am. My trip was a little sickly. I'm still here in Florida now, but I'm a lot better today.
Awesome. Did you get any rest?
I did get some rest, so that was neat. So I got that, so we should be hopefully good enough that we're able to leave out today, you know. Nurse myself back to health, so that's good.
Awesome, awesome. So, I wanted to actually pick your brain a little bit. I know we have not talked over the weekend and about this, but I'm gonna ask you anyway, because you know, just to get a better understanding on health. So what are some of the choices? Because, see, you're always traveling, number one. And number two, a lot of people travel day to day, week to week, month to month, you know, because of the summer, because of the, you know, it's so hot, because they want to get out and have a better life, and they think, oh, let's just go on a vacation, which I know myself, I'm trying to get some stuff together over here. And you know, I wanted to ask you, you know, how was your eating schedule over the time that you were out and vacationing?
Okay, great. I was able to get any breakfast, so that was good. And where we were positionally, I was able to get, like, avocados and guacamole, even for breakfast. So that was good for me in that regard. And then I was able to get fish. They had a nice and little fish here in Florida. So that was good for me. I was able to do that. The only thing that was a downfall that turned things a little south for me, and I'm not sure what happened in that regard, I was able to get some pineapple seeds, but for some reason that turned me a little, my stomach, I don't know what happened at that location, but that was something that that caused me, and I'm thinking it's the pineapple juice, I'm thinking that maybe they didn't have a clean glass, or maybe there was a trace of alcohol or something in it, because I got the pineapple from behind a bar or something that caused me to be sick. But I was able to find good choices based on the menu. I was able at one point to get a bean soup, and a really good bean soup. So even when you're traveling, you can find, there were a couple of good salads that that I was able to get. So you can still find good food choices even when you travel. There were bad choices that I could have chosen had I chosen to. They did have the various sugary covered cereals. If I wanted that, I could have chosen. But I knew that would wreak havoc on my body, so I left those things exactly where they were and took better choices for what I was eating. Back to you, Jamie.
Awesome, awesome. So, see, ladies and gentlemen, there are times when we travel, and I know we have a tendency to making healthy choices, but, you know, a lot of times we don't always make the healthy choice, you know. I'm not saying, you know, we live our life, you know, eating breads and carbs all day. I'm saying sometimes, you know, you want to have that bagel. You don't want to have the pineapple juice, like you said, or you don't want to have that healthy snack, which is okay, but then later on you're going to have to deal with that consequence. Over the weekend, my own self, we're always going to the store, you know. And sometimes me and my sister make a big deal of it, and we go with my mom to the grocery store. And a lot of times, you know, my sister's small, and I'm big. I'm not a big, you know, big, but you know what I mean. I'm big-boned, she's a little boned. So you can see how that is. So, you know, she's going to the store, and she's getting a donut. And I'm like, ooh, donuts. So, you know, as we go to the store, I'm saying, oh, well, you know, I'll get a bagel, you know. And I saw a wheat bagel. But then I said, let me make another choice, you know. And I know it's a carb. But I got a bagel, and then I said, okay, I'll give it to my dad. You know, because he likes bagels. He always brings home bagels for us. And then it's sitting there. So today, after I get done, I'm going to eat me a bagel. Because, number one, it's not the healthiest choice. But number two, you know, sometimes, you know, you're allowed to go off of your daily routine. But again, you know, I made that decision, and I'm still sticking to it. But, you know, you can always cut things in half. You know, that's the biggest part of our society today, our world today. We don't cut things in half. We eat the whole thing. You know, we go to a restaurant and we eat the whole thing instead of cutting the things in half. And I forget where I was recently, and I cut things in half. I said, okay, you know, they gave me some small grits and small this and small that, but then the meat was big, and I was like, oh my goodness, I can't eat all this, you know, so I cut it in half. So we have to learn when we are getting together eating out every day, you know, and this is one of the routines. That's why we're talking more about health. You got to learn how to make a quick decision, but make a quick decision so that when you go home, you don't say, oh, I just ate that chocolate, now I got to work it off. Oh, I just ate this or that, and now I have to get back into the routine of this and that. And, you know, I just totally understand. But, you know, did you, Arlene, have any chance to walk or anything like that over the weekend?
What was that question again?
Did you have time to walk or do some exercise or anything?
Much time to walk, especially since we were out on South Beach, on Ocean Drive. There was a lot to see there, you know, bumping into people, walking down Lincoln Avenue, going to restaurants that were way down the street. So, yes, walking, I got a ton of that in. Made choices as far as we were on the seventh floor instead of always catching the elevator, walking up and down the steps. So it was things that walking was definitely in so that my body would continue in the what it was accustomed to doing. So didn't allow myself to go and say, even though on vacation, didn't say, okay, body, you're on vacation too. Allow the body to regroup itself and move forward and function in the areas that it needed to function by those exercises. So yes, ma'am, a lot of walk, a lot of walk.
That's good. So you got out, you saw some different areas, and are you back home or are you still there?
No, I'm still here. We're on our way back. That's what I was saying. In the process of either, that's what I'm thinking, either I, the only thing that I can think of is when I drank the pineapple juice. Something caused me to get sick to the degree that I was vomiting and everything. But the last thing that I had, like I said, was a pineapple juice. That was the last thing that I can remember having that I think was the contributing factor. The good news on the side of that is I went to urgent care, and they said, well, we don't take your insurance. But for me, that was excellent because then I said, okay, I have to pick what I tell other people to practice. I'm telling other people to do this, this, and this. So what I did, now that I can't see this particular doctor, I don't know him anyway because I'm here in Florida, I was able to get lemons and put the lemons in water or lemon juice. I was able to, my son, we got just various fruits and berries and things like that that I began to eat. At the moment that I felt like I could eat, I began to eat those. And I continuously drank the lemon juice. I even ate all the lemons. I did so that that would put back into my body what was depleted out of my body from vomiting and everything. And that was on yesterday. Now, yesterday I could not talk the way I'm talking today because every time I would open my mouth, there was this shiver, this shake. My whole body was shaking. So I was able to continuously eat. I drink my lemon water, cool myself down with cool water and everything. And today I am able to be on this radio show. That if we had yesterday, it wouldn't have happened. We wouldn't have been carrying on this conversation yesterday, not at all.
Wow. Well, I hope you feel better. Wow.
Maybe
the juice was not chilled, or there was something in the juice that was not that just wasn't right, and that's the thing. You gotta be very careful dealing with restaurants and drinking certain things. And if you were vomiting, my mom would tell me, well, if I was vomiting or anyone was vomiting, the first thing my mom would tell me is drink some ginger ale.
Mm-hmm. But see, and I know that's what people say, But I am still a person of the fact that ginger ale still has toxic to a corn syrup. So
yeah.
I still don't want that in my body, not knowingly. That's the thing. Now, I got the pineapple juice, maybe not knowingly it had the high fructose corn syrup, and that's what caused what happened to my body to happen to my body. Because I right now, if not knowing if I get it, I'm not going to get it. But I knew that lemon, if lemon juice is natural, it is what I made and made it to be used in our bodies. I use it in the place of salt, and I know when you go and get an IV in your arm, there you know they're mixing it with like water, sugar, salt, all that stuff. So why not get what they're going to give you directly from God, from God's products? I'm going to get it from what God made. God made the lemon, so why don't I just go ahead and use what God made? And that's the only thing that I didn't use Pepto Bismol. I didn't use nothing that came from over the counter, nothing from a store. Well, I said that. What I got from the store was the lemon. So, no, I choose what God chose. I think about Daniel, and people talk about the Daniel fast and those people that God had in the Bible and what they did. They did not go to the store and get anything to help them. They used what God made. And my choice was to use what God made. And every
part
of using what God made, I am here today to speak on this show. Like I said, yesterday, I wouldn't have been able to speak. Not at all. But
Wow. 24 hours later,
I'm able to eat what God chose. Fascinating.
Now, are you able to eat and drink or just drink stuff?
What was that question?
Are you able to drink or are you able to just eat stuff?
I'm able to do both. Like I said, I've been drinking my lemon water juice, well, it's just lemon water, and I had some mangoes, I had, what else did I have? I had some strawberries, what other berries? I had cantaloupe. I just chose, you know, didn't have any kale. That would have been my dream of choice. I didn't go to the store, so I wasn't able to get all the things that I would have chosen. But the things that I did have were things that were able to nurse me back to health based on those things that God put out here in nature for us. So,
wow.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So there's a different, actually, a spin on things. You know, when your stomach is upset or you drink something crazy or you drink something that's not going along with your system, that's another way to put it, you know, to put what God has created in your body, you know. But everybody's system is different, you know. I know the first thing my body would accept is soda, which is crazy, you know. But we all have to make that healthier choice. And I'm glad you're feeling better. I'm glad you're getting that voice back, and I hope to I hope you have a safe trip back, and just, you know, keep on eating those fruits and vegetables. I wish I could send you some of my kale. My kale is sitting in the freezer looking at me every day. But Arlene, how can we get in touch with you if we want any of your products or anything that you have? Or, you know, we need to talk to you about some healthier choices. How can we get in touch with you today?
Well, one way to get in touch with me, I need people to dial 80123, put in the word sweat, because what I'm going to do, because of what happened with me, I'm putting together just a little teeny tiny tip sheet. And if they text me the word sweat at 80123, I will send that to them electronically. And then they can have that to choose a natural way to get your body back once something like what happens to me happens to you. Or they certainly may get me at ArleneSpanSweat.com. That's easy.
Awesome, awesome. So if you need any help, let me know. We can put two heads together instead of just one. But I hope you feel better and, you know, continue to drink that water. I'm actually, ladies and gentlemen, I've learned to drink my green tea without any sugar or lemon. So I'm drinking my green tea with nothing in it. So I drink that almost every once or twice a day because my mother loves to do the iced tea with sugar. And that's regular iced tea, regular Lipton. So I've learned to make my little cup of iced tea, green tea, and just chill it overnight and put it in the fridge and just drink it. You know, when they drink their regular iced tea, I'm drinking my green tea. So, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you got something out of this show. I hope you got something out of the things that we have been saying. And I hope you understand that we have to make a healthier choice day in and day out, not just, you know, when we feel like it. But I'm thankful that Dr. Arlene Spann has joined the show, and you can also get in touch with me if you want to come on to the show or you want any of my products, jamiesjournal@gmail.com, J-A-I-M-E-S, journal@gmail.com. And I want to say your best life is now. Your best life is now. Stay passionate about seeing your dreams come to pass. Meet me here tomorrow, same time, 10 a.m. So all this month we will be doing Monday and Tuesday at 10 a.m. And when you come, bring your favorite beverage, bring your journal so we can both take down some notes and take down some things that Dr. Arlene Spann has experienced or I have experienced, and we will learn together. Thank you for joining us for another Jamie's Journal, and I will see you tomorrow the same time at the same place, 10 a.m., 626-696-8566. I'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless.